Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about this. Everybody has a phone now. I mean, it seems
pretty
like
much.
It. And they have access to email and texting and all that.
Apps and social media.
Actually anti-social media, really.
Yeah.
And they talk about how many friends they have. But they're sad.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're sad.
Why?
Maybe it's me.
Is it you?
Maybe me. No, but really, that you're thinking they're just working so hard to connect to people they don't know and they don't care about. You know, they find out. It's like, wow, I really don't have any friends. And as a matter of fact, this, you know, Prince, you know, is it Prince A or Prince A? He talks about in the spoken word, he's talking about it should be anti-social media because people really aren't talking. And every single time we gather in the VFN gathering of the church gatherings, we always bless everybody with actually authentic relationships. We talk about that you'll find, you know, you'll find realization in those.
And removing those things, if they be digital devices, that hinder actual love and interaction with human beings.
Yeah, and you know it. If you've sat at the table with your grandchildren and they're looking down at their phone, Facebooking or texting or something like that.
Texting, come on.
Yeah, I text. Anyway, so they're not even connecting to you.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I remember going to Don and I went to this particular all-you-can-eat buffet breakfast thing over in Alabama.
How was it?
Yeah, it was amazing. it was huge. It was ridiculously huge. But it was good. I forget the name of it, but it's down there. The Point, Grand Point Hilton, and the southern tip of Alabama. And it was just amazing. I looked at this one family, John. We're sitting there waiting to get into the restaurant, and the whole family was sitting there, father, mother, and two sons and daughter, and they were all looking down at their mobile devices. You know, I even took a picture. They didn't know I was taking a picture. I was like, that's exactly what's going on. And think about this. Think about this. More people, this company, there's only a handful of companies, they know more about your family than you do. Because everything you do, they're gathering all that data. As a matter of fact, let's go listen to Prince now. He's talking specifically about the spoken word. Listen up.
Did you know the average person spends 4 years of his life looking down at his cell phone? Kind of ironic, ain't it? How these touch screens can make us lose touch. But it's no wonder in a world filled with iMacs, iPads, and iPhones, so many eyes, so many selfies, not enough us's and we's. See, technology has made us more selfish and separate than ever. Cause while it claims to connect us, connection has gotten no better. And let me express first, Mr. Zuckerberg, not to be rude, but you should reclassify Facebook to what it is, an anti-social network. Cause while we may have big friend lists, so many of us are friendless all alone. Cause friendships are more broken than the screens on our very phones. We sit at home on our computers measuring self-worth by numbers of followers and likes. Ignoring those who actually love us, it seems we'd rather write an angry post than talk to someone who might actually hug us. Am I bugging? You tell me, cause I asked a friend the other day, let's meet up face to face. They said, all right, what time you want to Skype? I responded with OMG, SRS, and then a bunch of SMHs and realized, what about me? Do I not have the patience to have conversation without abbreviation? This is the generation of media overstimulation. Chats have been reduced to snaps. The news is 140 characters. Videos are 6 seconds at high speed. And you wonder why ADD is on the rise faster than 4G LTE. But get a load of this. Studies show the attention span of the average adult today is 1 second lower than that of a goldfish. So if you're one of the few people or aquatic animals that have yet to click off or close this video, congratulations. Let me finish by saying you do have a choice, yes. But this one, my friends, we cannot autocorrect. We must do it ourselves. Take control or be controlled. Make a decision. Me? No longer do I want to spoil a precious moment by recording it with a phone. I'm just going to keep them. I don't want to take a picture of all my meals anymore. I'm just going to eat them.
I don't want the new app, the new software, or the new update. And if I want to post an old photo, who says I have to wait until Thursday? I'm so tired of performing in the pageantry of vanity and conforming to this accepted form of digital insanity. Call me crazy, but I imagine a world where we smile when we have low batteries. Cause that'll mean we'll be one bar closer to humanity.
That's so powerful, but yet so true.
Very, very true.
And you know what? You know, there was a day that you know people who were you know busybody and nosy, they would have to go down the street to find out what's going on.
You would say, "Leave, leave now."
Yeah, and that person would be, but they would be depressed because they look at they're looking at the Smiths and the Joneses and you know the people up the street. And they would compare what they had to somebody else. But now with social media, people share what they just ate. They share where they are. You know, they share
what they're doing.
What they're doing. And the truth is, you know, people are creating this unrealistic. Nobody's sharing their real stuff.
Right. It's always the happy things that they share.
Right.
Why is that?
Right.
Like, I don't see any sad pictures.
Right.
You know?
And people are thinking that's actually how somebody's life is at.
24/7.
24/7. Of course, they did a study right here about people.
Yes.
Because of social media, they're feeling lonely. What did they write?
Well, here's the title of the article. Feeling lonely? Question mark. Too much time on social media may be why. For young adults, social media may not be so social after all. Mm. Among people in that group, heavy use of platforms such as Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram was associated with feelings of social isolation, the study finds. Mm-hmm. The results surprised the study co-author, Brian Primack. It's social media, so aren't people going to be socially connected, he says? He's the director of the Center for Research on Media Technology and Health at the University of Pittsburgh. And while his team's previous research connecting social media use and depression in young adults wasn't terribly surprising, these new results seemed counterintuitive. While face-to-face social connectedness is strongly associated with well-being, it's not clear what happens when those interactions happen virtually.
Right.
They need to happen face-to-face,
right.
Not over a screen, right?
Right.
To investigate, Primack and his colleagues surveyed 1,787 U.S. adults ages 19 to 32 and asked them about their usage of 11 social media platforms outside of work.
Mm-hmm.
The survey also gauged social isolation by asking participants questions such as how often they felt left out. As will happen in this type of survey, people may have lowballed their estimates of media use, but it turns out that the people who reported spending the most time on social media, more than 2 hours a day, had twice the odds of perceived social isolation.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're looking at, you know, what happens is when you're comparing your life to someone else's life, you know, you're going to, you know, especially a perceived where they put a lot of effort into putting glamour shots together to make it look good. They didn't take a picture of them eating at McDonald's. They took a picture of them eating at a nice restaurant that one time in 6 months, right?
No pictures when they woke up either.
And that's what caught, but that's the isolation comes. You think you're actually having a relationship and you're not.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking you're with people and you're not. And the things that you're sharing, you probably shouldn't. Because you should only should share those things with people that you know and you have a relationship
correct.
With. But there's a Corinthians. Paul wrote the letter to the Corinthians. What did he say about
2 Corinthians 10:12. Yeah. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and by themselves compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise.
Right. It's a very unwise thing to do when you're starting to just do that. And it's built off the whole concept of you know, share your life and then let everybody see it. And
is it possible to overshare?
Yes, it's very possible. But the thing about it is, people are trying to get more people to like them.
And affirm them.
And so they created a logarithm and a computer program, and they said, what do we call this button? Let's call this button friend. That's all it is. It's just a little click. It's not necessarily a friend. You know, a friend is someone who sticks closer than a brother. A friend is someone that... You know, Ecclesiastes talks about that'll go through things with you.
Yeah.
And that, you know, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. And there's nothing more exciting than solid friendship. I mean, even God calls, he wants to be our friend.
Right.
In the context of us walking together. And Jesus called the disciples his friend because they walked together through things. And it's, you know, most people probably have about one or two, you know, those kind of intimate type relationships. If you have more than that, you're blessed. But if you don't have any, it could be because you're trying to have 100 instead of have one.
Yeah. I just heard someone say that one of the biggest miracles that Jesus had was that he had 12 friends.
Yeah.
12 friends.
Yeah, 11.
Yeah, 11.
Judas just said he was.
He just said he was.
He liked him on Facebook, but he wasn't his friend. Listen, we're going to a break right here, but I want to hear from you. We want to hear your thoughts on this. Have you got yourself caught up into just locking yourself up in your home and your room and separating yourself from life, and you're craving that authentic relationship with another human being, and virtualness is not doing it? Listen, God's designed you to relate to other humans in that kind of atmosphere. Comment below, write to us, email us. We want to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.